Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Compliance Week news podcast. I'm Matt Kelly, editor of Compliance Week, and today we are going to get a quick recap of this week's annual conference of the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants. The AICPA annual conference in Washington is usually one of the most informative events of the year for financial reporting types, and it is full of top-notch speakers and discussion. Compliance Week already has several blog updates about the conference on our website. Now we are going to be joined by Chris Wright, who is a managing director at the risk consulting firm Protiviti. Chris attended the conference himself, and so we have a few questions we wanted to ask him. Chris, thanks for taking the time today.
It's good to be with you, Matt.
Now, first question is just, in your opinion, what was the most newsworthy information to come out of the conference? We have heard about more delays in adopting international financial reporting standards. I heard that the head of the Financial Accounting Standards Board was telling the banking industry to keep its hands off his accounting standards, and a lot of other news, but what was sticking out in your mind?
Well, Matt, it depended really on your industry or operational focus, which were the most newsworthy items.
Mm-hmm.
If your interest was in the banking or other regulated industries, certainly what Mr. Herz had to say was noteworthy.
Sure.
The IFRS comments by both the deputy chief accountant and Commissioner Walter were significant as well. But other industries and other business focuses might have found the fair value guidance that was given,
mm-hmm.
especially as it relates to non-investment assets such as intangibles or the revenue recognition progress and some of the new changes that are coming there if they're in the technology industry, or for those that are involved in using financial vehicles, some of the consolidation issues that are coming around with variable interest entities. So there was really something in it for everyone depending on your perspective and what you were looking for out of the conference.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, though, that I wouldn't necessarily characterize the FASB speech in the same way. I think what Mr. Herz had to say was consistent with what Austin Goolsbee, one of the president's economic advisors, who made an unscheduled speech on Monday, had to say, which is essentially let accounting principles be accounting principles,
mm-hmm.
and let regulations be regulations.
Okay.
And if you're looking to change the regulatory framework, don't do it by changing the accounting rules, change the regulations. So maybe a subtext there was also then, and if things don't go well, don't blame accounting for what happens with regulatory issues.
I was curious about the news about IFRS standards and adopting them in the United States, and what your read is on that. There had been rumors that maybe the SEC would present at this conference its thoughts about adopting a timeline relatively soon. They said it would come this fall, and instead they said we're actually going to do it maybe sometime early next year and move forward with the timeline. But what is your read on what they're struggling with to get some forward motion?
Well, a couple of things that came out of that conversation that both the deputy chief and Commissioner Walter had. Clearly, there was some expectation that there would be an announcement this fall, and what the SEC clarified in both of those speakers' comments was that they had intended to take the issue up this fall.
Mm-hmm.
And both of them indicated that they have indeed taken it up, but that they've done so in a deliberative way that's going to take more time. So perhaps they were trying to clarify what they thought was a misunderstanding, that when they said take it up, they would mean there would be an announcement on the timeline, when in fact it would be that they had now turned their attention to it once again.
Mm-hmm.
But clearly, Commissioner Walter, in making brief remarks about the early 2010 timeframe in which we might hear more information, prefaced those comments with a significant discussion about convergence, not conversion, and about the joint standard-setting processes that are going on, about the comment letters that had been received and some of her concerns about that, about her concern about the FASB's role in the future, all of which would indicate that convergence might be more on the SEC's mind than conversion, which is to allow these standards to change one at a time or in groups as projects unfold, as opposed to perhaps pulling the trigger down the road.
Where do you think that pendulum shift back to convergence rather than outright adoption, where do you think that's coming from?
I think it's coming from the passage of time. I think the SEC properly perhaps viewed that they had other things to deal with this year in the economic crisis and some of the enforcement issues they had to deal with,
mm-hmm.
but also because they've not had the opportunity to see one of the milestones achieved, which would have been the experience of early adopters. They were initially going to allow that in 2009, and that's now not happened. And so with a more limited base of of foreign filers who have filed IFRS statements on U.S. filings. They've had less of an experience with which to work. So that's one thing. The other thing is that there have been some convergences of accounting already. Some of the fair value guidance that's been given has been relatively identical. The rules on purchase accounting for M&A are now the same. And so they're starting to see some experience with that as well, perhaps, and that may be guiding them more toward convergence, as well as as significant progress on some of the joint progress projects that are out there between the IASB and the FASB on lease accounting, revenue recognition, and income taxes in particular, where there could be wholesale change that aligns the two standards directly as a result of those efforts, more so than for the SEC requiring everybody to change all at once. So that's perhaps what's behind that.
I was also going to ask, what else, in your opinion, came out of the conference newsworthy on the financial reporting side? What other sort of projects might people want to be keeping an eye on in 2010?
I think for those who are already registered and those who perhaps are thinking about going public, the SEC in one of their commentaries spent significant time dealing with how they address fair value, which they've been doing for several years, but historically largely in the context of the fair value of investments.
Mm-hmm.
And that got an especially acute interest of the SEC during the last year when some investments were in markets that weren't functional. But this year, they spent some significant time talking about what kind of intangible assets, such as those related to customer lists and some of the more judgmental valuations that are based on forecasts would mean and how they would approach those. And so for companies that are thinking of either being acquisitive or going public and which have those assets, they'll need to look to that guidance and make sure that they fall within those rules.
Mm-hmm.
They also talked about some of the new rules on revenue recognition, especially for entities that deliver more than one element when they deliver a product and a service perhaps some ongoing service. And while some of those rules may allow people to exercise more judgment, they made it clear that there is the need to document that judgment and be sure that you're exercising it wisely.
Mm-hmm.
And then for a lot of entities that deal with variable interest entities that have had to deal with whether or not to consolidate those rules are changing too.
I was going to ask about that. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's going to be a significant area where people will have to consolidate entities that used to qualify for deconsolidation. And in a short answer, those entities that used to perhaps sell their receivables to a special purpose vehicle may now have to consolidate those, which will have an impact on the size of their balance sheets, perhaps debt covenants, et cetera. So there could be very significant changes. And not just for financial services institutions, there are plenty of institutions that are commercial that use those vehicles, for instance, to monetize accounts receivable that will be affected. And they need to think through the new accounting, but then also think beyond that to what that means for debt covenants and some of their other contractual arrangements.
Do you think it's fair to characterize the new rules as going to be unpopular for corporations?
I think the fair value guidance will hopefully be viewed to have been helpful to companies. I think for revenue recognition, it's a situation where companies who have been looking for the ability to exercise more judgment will be pleased that they can, but they'll be in a position of needing to document that perhaps in a more robust way than they used to. And I think for the VIE rules in terms of consolidation, that is not likely to be as popular as the other two.
Well, all right, Chris, that is all the time we have today, but you covered a lot of ground here and gave us a lot to think about, so thank you very much for your time.
Great. Thank you, Matt.
And again, everybody, that was Chris Wright of Protiviti chatting with us about the AICPA annual conference that happened this week and the news coming out of it. That is all for this week's podcast. I'm Matt Kelly, editor of Compliance Week. Thank you all for listening, and I hope you join us again next time.